It's Monday, September the 27th, and we're picking up again in the fourth servant song in Isaiah, chapter 53, and beginning at verse 4. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and with his wounds we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray, we have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. And this is holy ground indeed. And of course, it's speaking in prophecy 700 years before the crucifixion of Jesus, but it's so apparent to us this side of the cross that Isaiah is depicting the crucifixion of Jesus and the meaning behind the crucifixion, namely that God punished him. And the question that we have to ask is why did Jesus die? If he is sinless and the wages of sin is death, but if he has no sin, why did he die? And there are only two answers to that question. One is that there's no justice in the universe, or that he died because it was the right thing for him. Because at the point of his death, our sin was imputed to him by an act of substitution. And I wanted to draw attention to this wonderful heavy book on Rembrandt that somebody gave me 15 years ago. But I want to draw attention to this particular painting of Rembrandt's of the crucifixion. And there are characters nailing him to the cross, but Rembrandt has painted himself right there at the feet, nailing the nails into Jesus's feet, because the reason for his crucifixion was Rembrandt. It's you and me, because we have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And to satisfy divine justice, that sin needs to be punished. And if it's not in us, then it's in Jesus as our substitute. Well, read over each line of this today and give thanks to God for this glorious, wonderful salvation of ours. Have a wonderful day.